You're tuned to KCBX, Central Coast Public Radio, here on NPR One. With KCBX News, I'm Tyler Pratt. Here at KCBX, we've launched a new initiative called Central Coast Curious. It's a way KCBX listeners can pose questions and vote on the ones they're most curious about. The KCBX newsroom will then investigate and produce a story. The winning question from our first voting round focused on recycling. You can hear that story on the KCBX website by clicking the Central Coast Curious tab. But during that voting round, we also received this question from Julianne McAdam. Every time I drive past the San Luis Obispo Cemetery on Higuera, I wonder what the giant pyramid is all about. Is it a tomb or a monument? Well, Julianne, we here at KCBX wondered the same thing, and around the same time, so did reporter Andrew Sheeler at the San Luis Obispo Tribune. Sheeler reported on the history of San Luis Obispo's iconic pyramid for his series, That's Slow Weird, and we invited Sheeler into the KCBX studios to tell us about it.
When you're on Higuera, you see this cemetery, and kind of immediately your eye gets drawn to this hill. It's been called a serpentine outcrop. It's just this very noticeable little promontory, and on top of it sits this 25-foot tall, all-white pyramid. And I think it was my third day here that I was shown this pyramid by another reporter. He was just driving me around town and you know, helping me make introductions. I had just moved here, and I was curious about it from that moment on. And so when I was given the chance with this column to explore the history behind it, that was something I was very excited to do.
And there's a little bit of mystery wrapped up in this, and it's called the Dorn Pyramid, am I correct?
Yeah, it's the Dorn Pyramid. In my story, I referred to it as, you know, kind of like a latter-day Taj Mahal, because like the Taj Mahal, it was essentially a mausoleum to house a departed loved one. In this case, the pyramid was built to house the ashes of Cora Russell Dorn and Fred Dorn Jr. So Cora Russell Dorn was born to Charles J. Russell, who was this really influential. He was a wealthy merchant. He was a county supervisor, big muckety muck. His daughter, Cora, his oldest daughter, who apparently she was considered the beauty of the family, she ended up meeting Fred Dorn, who was himself kind of a member of the city's moneyed elite. They got married, and Fred Dorn went on to become district attorney. And, you know, they seem to have a pretty good marriage. We have some photographs. One of the things that really struck me about this story was just the amount of photographs of the life of especially Cora Russell, but also Fred Dorn. I was provided a lot of these photos, most of these photos actually, from a woman by the name of Megan Linder. She is the great granddaughter of Eileen Russell McBride, who is the younger sister of Cora Russell.
What are some of these photos that you saw?
So, I mean, it's amazing to me because it reminds me of today, you know, when people, we document our lives in photographic form, but you don't really think about people in the turn of the 19th century doing that. But in this case, they really did. There's photos of her as a small child. There's photos of her as like a teenager. There's photos of her as an adult. And again, apparently this is because she was considered the beauty of the family, and so they were very proud of her, and so lots of pictures were taken. But, you know, it doesn't end well. She ended up dying in childbirth, giving birth to Fred Dorn's son, Fred Dorn Jr., and hence the reason for the pyramid. Fred Dorn, being a Freemason, being master of the King David's Lodge, he is both wealthy and also, you know, someone who... it kind of makes sense that he would express his grief in the form of a pyramid. For those who don't know, the Freemasons, the form of a pyramid is one of their iconic images. When you think of the Freemasons, pyramids are one of those things that you always see. George Washington, of course, he's famously interred inside of a pyramid. So it's only natural that Dorn decided to express his grief in the form of a pyramid. What's interesting, and this is one of those mysteries that unfortunately I wasn't able to solve, but the pyramid is made up of granite, which was hauled all the way in from Porterville, which, you know, remember, this is turn of the, I said 19th, 20th century. They're hauling these things in specially built wagons. There's no freeways. There's no, you know, super highways. All the way from Porterville, this granite, to build this massive pyramid, which is so heavy, that's why it had to be put on this serpentine outcrop. It's like a vein of pure rock. that this pyramid is built on top of. And, you know, we don't know why he went as far afield as Porterville to get his granite. It's not like there wasn't local stone that could be used, but he obviously had his reasons. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to find that out. That's something I would be curious to know. But, you know, he got the granite and he built the pyramid. And the plan was, and if you notice, if you go there, which I recommend everybody do, there's a plaque that has the names of himself, Cora Russell, and his child, the dates of birth for all three of them, and then the dates of death for Cora Russell and Fred Dorn Jr. And the reason why you don't have a date of death for Fred Dorn Sr. is because he's not buried there.
Okay, so he's overcome with grief. Builds this incredible monument to his deceased wife and child, hauls in these bricks. It's a gorgeous monument. And then what happens?
I think the plan was for him to be in that pyramid, but, you know, what happened was that life happened. And for whatever reason, Mr. Dorn, he left town. The story that I was told from the current master of the King David's Lodge is that he went on a cruise and met a woman. And what do you know? One thing led to another. He started a family, a whole new family, up in the Bay Area. And that ended up being where he was, after he died, where he was buried. So the Dorn Pyramid, the pyramid that has his name on it, it doesn't have him in it. Or does it?
Right. So he goes up to the Bay Area. He starts this new family. They have no interest in dealing with this pyramid. He dies. And then allegedly he's buried up there, or?
Yeah, that's the thing. Officially, he's buried up in the Bay Area. But unofficially, you know, and that's the beauty of this sort of thing, is it's just all the legends that kind of cling to this pyramid like clouds. But the legend goes that one of Dorn's sons, after his death, he might have driven down here and brought either all of or a portion of his father's ashes and put them into the pyramid. You see, at the time, the pyramid, there was a door. It was a crypt, so he could open it up and go inside. And inside were the urns for Cora Russell and for Fred Jr. So the legend goes that one of his children perhaps brought some of his ashes here so that, you know, part of him could rest with his first wife and with his first child. We don't know. And the reason why we don't know is because time and vandals have taken their toll on the door to this pyramid. It doesn't open anymore. In January of this year, when they were preparing to finally seal this pyramid, which is sat unsealed, unfinished for, gosh, over a century, they tried to look inside, right? But they couldn't get the door open. So they got this camera that they were able to snake in, and they peeked inside. But, you know, the view was very limited. I got to see, like, the picture that they took of it. And, you know, you can see that there's, like, a little stand for urns, but I couldn't see whether or not there was anything else in there. We don't know if there's a box in there or not. It's just one of those things that's going to be a mystery or a legend.
Why can nobody just open it up and look inside?
It's just been sealed shut. So, you know, time, rust, vandals, they've all kind of taken their toll on it. And now no one can look inside, because you may or may not have noticed if you've been there in the last few months, but they have sealed it up. For 100+ years, these granite slabs sat outside the pyramid. The pyramid was unfinished. And the reason was that Dorn was going to go in there. And when he didn't, they just kind of sat there. You know, after all this time, the pyramid is finally being sealed, and so that's kind of where it is. But one of the things that I like the most about this pyramid is that, you know, it's this monument of death, right? But it's just become kind of this fixture for slow life. It's something that you think about when you think about slow. For a lot of people, it has its own entry on the Atlas Obscura website. It's as much a landmark as Bubblegum Alley or the Madonna Inn. It's just this really cool, weird thing that sits right smack in the middle of San Luis Obispo. Another thing I like is that it's kind of become this hub for activity, for life in the city. So people go up there, you know, on dates. I've been told that apparently people will leave, like, love letters or love notes at the foot of this pyramid. Aww. And, you know, you can kind of see the drive-in theater from that nice little vantage point. And if you bring a radio, maybe you can pick up the sound. Apparently, I'm told people do that. But it's this nice central area, and it's a really pretty view. So I strongly recommend that everybody go and just check out this thing that is, for a lot of us, you know, practically in our backyard. And it's absolutely worth seeing.
That was San Luis Obispo Tribune reporter Andrew Sheeler speaking with me about the history of the famed Dorn Pyramid. The violin you hear in the background is from earlier this summer when San Luis Obispo's Masonic Society ceremoniously sealed the Dorn Pyramid for good. If you want to read more about Sheeler's reporting on the curiosities of the Central Coast, check out his series, That's Slow Weird, on the San Luis Obispo Tribune's website. And if you're curious about the Central Coast and want to ask us here at KCBX anything, and we mean anything about your neighborhood, city, county, anything at all, just head over to KCBX's website and click the Central Coast Curious tab and ask us your questions, and we'll do our best to get to the bottom of them. You're listening to KCBX, Central Coast Public Radio.